You're listening to SBS News.
Thai rescuers are racing against time to pump water out of a flooded cave that has trapped 12 boys and their football coach for the last 2 weeks. The boys, aged 11 to 16, and their 25-year-old coach disappeared after they went exploring in the cave in the northern Chiang Rai province on June 23. The team became trapped inside when heavy rains flooded the cave, but were found by rescue divers late on Monday night. The governor of the Chiang Rai province says the rescue mission is a slow and delicate process.
We need to be 100% confident in order to get the boys out, and they don't have to come out at the same time. We are assessing the situation, and if there is a risk, we will not move them out.
Half a dozen Australian defence and police specialists are already on the ground in Thailand assisting in the rescue. More are on their way. Matthew Fitzgerald from the Australian Federal Police Tactical Response Dive Team says the teams are working to find a way to remove the boys from the cave.
We have to support the Thai government and the Thai Navy SEALs in their expedition to the children. They are located some 3 kilometres inside the cave, and it's a very arduous task in confined, controlled spaces to get equipment, food and supplies to them. The AFP dive team at this point in time has been asked to assist with providing tanks, food, water, caving gear, lines, up to approximately 1.5 kilometres inside the cave into Area 3.
Heavy rain is expected in the area this weekend, leading to concerns rising water levels will make the rescue effort more difficult, if not impossible. Mr. Fitzgerald says the teams are looking for ways to mitigate the problem.
The rain's something we have to manage. It's obviously Thailand and its wet season's approaching, so we just have to manage that. The Thai government and the international contingent that are here have a great network and great technology looking at that, and we'll support them in every way we can.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the Australian government will continue to provide assistance to the rescue mission. She says a further 3 officers from the Army and Police Force will travel to Thailand to assist the Thai government and Navy SEALs.
It's still not known how they will actually be able to recover them. We are sending more Australian Defence specialists, and we're also sending more Federal Police specialists. We're also providing crisis rescue support from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. So we now have about 11 or more people assisting in this very critical rescue.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.